Hey, this is Yul. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Everybody.
This is Tamara.
And this is Sanvi.
And today we're here with our show, which we still don't have a name for, do we?
Yeah, we will get back to you later on that, actually.
Yeah, but wait.
Yeah, Sanvi? Welcome to WMFO 91.5 FM here at Medford. We hope you guys are having a good night. If you're up right now, wow.
Wow.
wow, indeed.
What are you doing?
Yeah. What are you doing? But enjoy this song. And
this next song.
And then just be ready to hear the sound of our voices soon enough.
Soon enough. It'll happen. It'll come. So I fear that. Okay.
of the world to her. As long as my heart's still beating, as long as she's next to me, as long as this love's still fleeting. Killing cold blood, I draw my own blood. Long as she's there beside me, life could feel so good, because I like. Could it be make-believe? Am I just walking through a dream? Haven't felt this way in such a long time, I do believe. That I like.
To my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
Sorry, I'm watching her currently try to set up our mics, and
I don't know how she does it. I don't know what button I press, but I think I pressed like a million wrong buttons before I got to the right ones.
Like, this is actually like a miracle that that we made it here, but
yeah. So if there's ever any dead air, it's definitely me. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know how. I'm still getting it. I know.
Yeah.
Transitioning between songs. We'll get there.
One day you're gonna hear a smooth transition. You're gonna know that I'm on the deck, actually.
Exactly. Like in a few minutes, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just my training.
Exact training every single week, basically.
Thank you. You know, some people have different learning capabilities.
Yeah, that's A-okay.
That's A-okay. We're inclusive, right?
Exactly.
Thank you. Speaking of learning capabilities, Canvas was down today.
That was real good. That was real good.
Did any of your classes get, like, severely...
Not really. Like, my Spanish class, she just emailed us the reading, and she's like, still do it. And I was like, okay.
Oh, nice.
So that was sad, because I still had to do my reading, but...
I had my GIS class today. And most of, like, it's, like, one of those courses where, like, you follow, like, lab instruction thing, lab course thing, tutorial, on Canvas for, like, the whole, basically most of the class. So that wasn't very good. And my teacher was tweaking. She was actually tweaking. She's a nice lady, but, she was like, I got to class early, and she was like, my mental health will not be impacted by this.
Oh.
And like, she was like, I was kind of scared for her, because she was like, this is not good for me whatsoever. And I'm like, oh girl, you okay? But anyway, I hope she's fine.
I did not think that it was that deep, TBH. Like, we got an extension for my Spanish homework that we low-key just didn't need.
Oh, yeah.
By 2 days. Or, sorry, my math homework, but...
Wait, Ansel, he had an exam that was meant to be, like, on Canvas, and it got extended, obviously.
Lucky. God damn.
Super duper lucky.
You know, speaking of him, the other day when he said, I dropped 8 out of 50, I thought he got 8 out of 50 in his exam.
Oh, he's so overdramatic. Can we talk about how men are so... like, sassy man apocalypse these days. Because this man literally got, what, 42 out of 50?
Yes.
On an exam and was tweaking about it.
Yes, and he told us he dropped 8 out of 50. So I was like, okay, so he got 8 out of 50.
And I was like, okay, reasonable.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, like it's okay, you're going to be okay. And then Drewby tells me that, no, that means he got 42. And we were like, what is he talking about?
No, yeah, that man was tweaking.
Why did he word it like that?
I don't know, you know. I feel like the sassy man apocalypse is very prevalent these days.
Yeah.
Have you been victim to any sassy man apocalypse examples?
That was my latest
experience.
That
was your latest.
That was
one.
Not.
Yeah, that's a good.
That one shook me to my core, TBH.
Shook me to his core. Yeah, but we brought you back apples.
Yes, thank you. That was so lovely. So excited.
Green. I mean, hopefully not gray.
That. Don't make it that much of a difference to me.
I don't, yeah.
Because I don't know what's good. Apple.
Well, you don't know what's good about apple?
No, like, I don't know what, like, makes a good apple, you know? Or...
Have you been apple picking?
No.
I went last year, and, like, I low-key learned a lot about apple. Oh, yeah. Actually, no, I lie. I just know, like, all the names. Like, I can recognize the names, and I think I know a little bit about maybe, like, some...
The crapple?
Crab apple?
Yeah.
That's...
I know Granny Smith. I know Granny Smith. I think she's a pretty good apple.
That's like... I think Honey... Is Honey Crisp one?
I think so.
Honey Crisp. And then there's like... What's the... Fuji, the Japanese sound.
But like, what's like... I don't know. Can you see the difference in the apple?
A little bit, honestly. Like, Fuji looks a bit more like glossy and red. Or maybe I could. I'm probably making this up. But
I trust you. Environmental science major.
Don't do that. Don't trust me. But there's also, like, You know what? You can find out on your own.
That's how I feel about, like, tomatoes. Anytime I'm ordering, like, Instacarting my tomatoes online, I'm like, why are there so many variations, and what do they all mean?
What are the different variations?
There's, like, heirloom tomato, then there's Roma tomato, then there's, like, 10 different types of cherry tomatoes. Then there's on the vine, off the vine.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Like, I don't know what that means, but... That's A-okay.
Oh my god, that's the name. There's an apple named after one of my professors.
Oh, so the apple is named after the professor, not the professor is named after the apple.
Yeah, yeah. And they're definitely related somehow.
Oh man.
One way, definitely. Oh yeah, there's one called Golden Delicious.
Oh, I've heard of Pink Lady.
Oh yeah. I have Fuji. Oh yeah, Red Delicious.
Why so many delicious? Are the other ones just not delicious?
Delicious and red.
Red and delicious.
Macintosh. I kind of want an apple now.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I ate an apple.
Actually,
it's not
same.
It's not my choice of fruit.
I did not eat one when we went apple picking.
Oh.
Okay,
oh.
We also low-key didn't go apple picking.
What?
Like, we went there late. And it was, like, 5 minutes before closing. Well, online it says, like, 6 p.m. But then we had a feeling, like, it'll probably close at 5. And we were right. But we, like, tried anyway. And then we got there. And then we're like, oh, we're closed. And we're like, oh. So we kind of just took some apples from a nearby tree. And I don't know if I should be disclosing this on...
Okay, we're...
But... It was, like, the ones that already fell to the ground. So, like, I think we were doing them a service from, like, cleaning up their ways.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Anyway.
And they were going to go bad, so might as well eat those.
Yeah, exactly.
Eat those apples.
Thank you.
God damn.
Wait, Ultra Violence is kind of a long song. I never realized.
Yeah, me neither.
Good song, though.
Yeah, I know. I love her.
But Loki, not my favorite album.
Yeah, that's true, but this is one of my favorite, like, Lana songs.
Yeah.
But album, probably NFR.
Oh, yeah. I like that album, but also not, I wouldn't say my favorite. Mm. I used to really not like Did You Know There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard.
Oh, I like that one song, but...
Yeah. I mean, like, I really didn't like it when it came out, but, like, it started growing on me.
Mm.
I really like... Born to Die.
Oh, Born to Die, good.
Born to Die is my favorite. Oh, sorry, Paradise is his name.
Oh, word.
Wait, I'm confused. Paradise? Born to Die? Born to Die Paradise Edition? I don't know.
Okay, so Born to Die Paradise Edition it is, I suppose.
Let's just say that. Yeah. She's a good one. I think I have, like, two different launch trusts or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then two different Mac ones.
Yeah. I think the music poster I have is one Kanye West one.
Oh,
And I have an Iron Maiden poster.
Cancelled?
TBH.
Not on Tufts University campus.
Yeah. Oopsies.
When did you get it?
Before.
Last week.
Before.
That's wise.
Yeah,
I honestly never really listened to Kanye. Like, I know, like, some songs here and there, and, like, yes, they're pretty good, to be fair, but I never really got into him.
No, I fear that he is probably gonna be my top artist.
I'm dead.
It's
okay.
I listened to his song.
Oh yeah, what do you think about? I'm guessing you agree with separate the art.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with it because Spotify anyways barely pays them.
Wait, actually?
I feel like they only get paid like a couple of cents per stream, but the problem is the amount I stream is like okay.
Really?
A lot more than a couple of cents.
Wait, I honestly, like, you know how Taylor Swift. re-release like all her albums or something?
Oh yeah.
What was that all about? I don't.
I think it had to do with ownership.
Okay.
The album? Question mark.
But
Yeah, I don't know. Didn't really care for that. Like,
yeah, made no I was like, to me. Is she just ran out of music to make, so she's just re-recording everything? Yeah. But I was like, all of this sounds the same. And then I think I don't remember.
I don't know. But have you listened to her new album?
I have listened to one song, and it was not good.
Okay. Yeah. Word.
It was not good. It was the one with Sabrina.
Oh, I only listen to her stuff like when I see it on like TikTok or Instagram Reels, and every time I'm like, "Is this real?"
No,
like, it this was, cannot be a song.
Like, that was a horrendous. Like, generally, the first 5 beats came onto the song, and I was like, "Oh my god, there's no way this is the song."
Yeah, it's not looking good.
I don't know. Hopefully, I mean, I'm sure like everyone, I've seen a lot of things about people not liking
it. Yeah,
album, which is like. But, shocking for Taylor Swift fans.
I know. They love fans. Her.
I don't know. Maybe what's his name? Travis Kelce. Maybe he's like ruining.
Yeah. No. This sparkle. Is like it's moments like these, and I like truly believe that she had like a ghostwriter or like that like her ex like wrote her songs.
Oh yeah, she needs like the experience.
Yeah. I was like, I don't believe that she because there's no way this is the same like artist. It's like
wait, now that she's like. Has a flopped album and is like engaged, do you think they'll like break up and then she'll come back with this great new like album?
It depends who her new boyfriend is. If he can write songs, then yes, because I'm a firm believer in ghostwriter theory.
Do you think she'll actually get
I think they'll get married. I think they will. They seem lovely and happy together.
I know nothing about them.
Yeah, me neither, TBH. But they seem lovely and happy. I haven't heard anything, like... She hasn't told me anything bad, so... I'm sure that they're happy. Yeah, and she hasn't called me up and been like, hey, Sanvi, like... I don't like him. So I'm sure they're happy.
Do a lot of people do that to you?
Yeah.
Have I ever done that to you? Maybe.
Yeah, don't... Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, thank you next.
Thank you next. There we go. You know, I was looking at Ariana Grande tickets the other day. I don't know why. I don't even listen to her.
But I love her with all of my heart.
She's like, she's honestly, like, I never really realized how famous she was until, like, I was scrolling through her Spotify and I was like, oh, she's got a crazy track list, low-key.
Yeah.
Look at my recently searched for my Spotify.
Oh, I love it. Just like I know what type of song she's listening to, RN. Nice. Like,
Dom Dolla. Have you heard of Black Coffee?
Yeah, I know he has one of the most expensive like sets.
Oh yeah.
Like to get him to play at your club, like he charges one of, like a lot.
Really? Is he like old famous or is he like?
I don't know, because I never heard of him previously.
Me also. Educator. Anyway. But,
I forgot what I was thinking.
How was your exam last week?
It was okay, I think. I hope. Yeah. How was yours?
I feel like that you should.
That's yeah.
Well, mine's bad. Oh. But it's okay. Oh, but man. I think, like, everyone collectively agreed it was bad. It was just, like, kind of like one of those things, like, a lot in the time that we were given.
Yeah.
Which was not fun, but...
But at least if everyone else does bad, they'll hopefully curb it.
Yeah. I don't remember how much the last one was cursed, if anything. Probably was a bit. I mean, I feel like chem is always, like, a little bit cursed.
Yeah.
When's your next exam?
Good question. Sometime in November, but I have no clue.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Look, you kind of want to listen to a Taylor Swift song now. Like the bad album. Like, I just want to see how it could get worse. What's it called? It was The Life of a Showgirl. That's the one. Like, the name of the album is the one with Sabrina. It's not got the most...
streams. Yeah.
Street.
Let's listen to, yeah, this is the one that has the most strength.
I generally have never heard of any of these. Like, I would think, like,
I'd only see them in TikTok of people, like, rating the album.
Oh, I've looking at them on TikTok. in jail.
Damn, cannot relate. I think I spent like 10 hours a day on it.
I feel like I saw like the canceled one.
Oh yeah, me too.
Okay, wait, should we turn up the...
Okay, it's
not. Oh, okay, okay. Okay, here's... what's it called?
Taylor Swift's Fate of Ophelia.
That's such a... I would love to know what that means, but... Okay.
I heard you calling on the megaphone. You wanna see me all alone. As legend has it, you are quite the pyro. You light the match to watch it blow.
Ophelia by Taylor Swift, and that was not my cup of tea, TBH.
It was definitely better than the Sabrina Carpenter one that I listened to. You have to listen to that later. Not gonna make anyone listen to that RM. But Ophelia,
Ophelia, yeah.
What a crazy name.
That was, oh yes, I saw something about it that's like the song is about her like being in love, like, oh my god, like, yeah, you saved me from the fate of Ophelia. But it's like Ophelia is a, like, the story of her is about like the fact that she had no like autonomy, so she like ends up like dying at the end because it's like, oh, no, like no one gave her the freedom to like do what she wanted. So I feel like it's a little bit of a silly name,
so it doesn't really correlate.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, it has like nothing to do with what she's talking about. But
is that like Greek myth?
Yeah.
Ophelia. Is she a goddess? God?
No, I think just regular. Just a girl. She's just a girl. I'm actually fine. I don't know what it is. I just know she's a girl.
I recently went to a bookstore and I was like looking at all like the books that I used to like read.
Mm. Oh, it's a Hamlet. I was so close. It's not Greek mythology.
Oh, right. Yeah, she said, wait, she's the girl in Hamlet. Does she die?
Yeah.
Wait, why does she die again? Unrequited love, right? From Hamlet? Wait, I did Hamlet in high school. Like,
she goes mad and drowns after her father is killed by Hamlet.
Okay, never mind. Not unrequited love.
Girl.
Like the opposite.
Oh, no, Hamlet loved her.
Right?
Yeah. But then she died after.
She was the one who's drowned in the river.
Yeah. Symbol of innocence corrupted by the male dominated world.
Yes. Okay, now I remember. Wait, yeah. We did her in my, like, IB English class.
And oh, you did Hamlet for IB English?
Yeah, yeah. I really liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I really like my English teacher.
Mm. I remember IGCSE, we did Macbeth.
Oh, us too, actually.
Oh, yeah. Bubble, Troil and Trouble.
Toil and Trouble.
I was so close.
Troil and Trouble.
I can't remember. For IB, we did Antigone and Medea instead of reading books because she was like, I don't want you guys to read books. And I was like, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
We, like, my IB teacher was kind of like, she's quite young. Mm. So she was more like progressive compared to like all the old white British ladies.
Yeah.
And my like IB teacher had beef with like the English head of department because the English head of department was this like old ancient like white woman who was like very traditional, and like apparently they would like have like shouting arguments at each other in the office.
That's crazy.
So it's just like I think my teacher only left, like, I mean, like, only lost like 3 years there. Mm. Honestly, like, she was really good, and I think that the like reading she gave were like really good.
Yeah.
But don't think that my high school was the same vibe for her. Poor girl.
Yeah, Loki loved high school English. I think high school English is one of my like favorite classes. Like, my IGCSE class was so much fun, and so was my IB class.
Me as well, yeah. Of Mice and Men, did you guys do that one?
No.
Oh, really?
We did, in IGCSE, we did Purple Hibiscus.
Whoa.
And then The Sound of Waves. Because it was, like, because we were doing, like, what, international literature, so that we had to do, like, foreign
I don't remember
texts
what
that were, like, translated into English, I think.
IGCSEs?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, we did world literature, sorry. Not international literature.
Oh.
Yeah, and then we did Shakespeare.
I also do not remember our text. I think we did, like, Of Mice and Men, and then, like, but they were all, like, English. Like, none of them were, like, translated ones.
Oh.
But one, and then the other one was, like, Water Under the Bridge. A View from the Bridge.
Oh.
It was, like, that one was, like, a play.
Oh, yeah, our play was Shakespeare.
Okay.
Macbeth. And IB, we did Antigone and Medea.
Right.
For our text. And then Home Fire.
Wait, I did Home Fire too.
Home Fire.
Did you like that?
Yeah. It was good because it was literally the story of Antigone. So it was like we didn't
really have to read. Is that allowed?
It was allowed. I remember because I think our class was so just like degen that she was just like, okay, we're gonna give you guys the easiest possible thing possible.
Wait, that's so funny. Wait, Home Fire was funny.
Yeah.
Not funny, sorry, it was a very emotional book.
Yeah.
But like,
but it was
I liked good. It.
I liked it as well.
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
Especially
in during that like climate, I was like, this is really like
oh
relevant.
Yeah, fair. The father's one was so sad, like the father's perspective, I feel.
The father's perspective was in it?
Was it not?
I just remember there was the main sister, and then the other sister's perspective as well, right?
I honestly... Okay, all I remember is, like, the girl, the sister, and then the guy, love interest.
Oh, yeah.
And then the guy's dad. I thought he... Wasn't he the lost perspective?
Maybe he was.
Oh, was he? I don't remember, honestly. The ending was so sad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's the ending of Antigone. So.
Wow.
So yeah.
Wait, what's the ending of Antigone? Like what?
Antigone, because the story for Antigone was that, yeah, same thing, like she wants to bury her brother, but then he was like betrayed the city of Thebes, so then the king like was denying her of the burial.
So then you know how like.
So then she like goes to the cave, or she like tries to bury herself, and then she does it, so then she like gets exiled, or then dies in a cave.
Oh.
And her love interest, like, goes and dies with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, is there a part that's like that? Damn. That was a good book. I honestly thought that, like... Wait. I don't know how IB works. Like, do they have, like, a set list of, like, books that they can, like, teach us? Oh.
I don't know. I feel like they do. They should, right?
Probably, I guess. Because I didn't realize that, like... Because I thought that, like... Homefire was something she just pulled out of, like, nowhere. Kind of thing. Mm. Like, she, like, just wanted to teach us it. I didn't think that other people would. Just because, like, I've never heard of it, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like they... They, like, low-key, like, have a really long list, though, to choose from, right?
Probably.
Because, like, for especially for IGCSE, I feel like I don't know anybody that did the same combination.
No, I've never heard your two.
Yeah, even, like, in my own school, everyone's teachers, like, did something different with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like we usually had overlaps, one or two.
Yeah, I think at most we'd have one, like maybe we'd both be doing, like, Macbeth, or people do Romeo and Juliet.
Mm.
But
Macbeth was funny.
Yeah, Macbeth was really funny. Who did you... We wrote our, like, essay on Macbeth, like, IA.
Yeah, mine as well.
Mine was on, I think, Lady Macbeth.
Wait, same. I was just about to say that. I think mine was also on Lady Macbeth. I don't remember what.
All girls are the same.
Yeah, I fear.
Or, like, I wrote something about, like, going in the descent into madness for Lady Macbeth.
I could not tell you what I wrote about.
I think I read it the other day, and I was like, wow, like...
I remember, wow. Like, my descriptive piece.
Oh, yes, yeah.
We did it, like, at the very start, like, year 10.
Yeah.
But...
I remember, you used to do it in, like, the point of view of a character or something like that, right?
Oh, wait, no, that's the narrative one. That was, like, descriptive, where it's, like, you... Well, at least for us, they presented to us like this. But, like, one is, like, in the narrative of, like, a story happening, and one of them's, like, you generally just describing a place. Did you not...
Oh, that was, like, our exam, though, like, our paper. Or, like, our paper was creative. We had one, like, creative writing paper.
Oh, we did not have that, I don't think.
Did you have, exams?
Yeah, we did. Like, but it wasn't, like, creative writing. Oh. I don't think.
Like, we had
there was, like, a portion at the end where it's, like, you have to add to the story that they already gave you. Did you not have that?
For us, it was, like, they gave us three prompts. We had to pick one.
What was the...
So one of them was, like, describe, like, I don't remember. It was one of them was like, oh, describe an event of being on the outside looking in.
Oh.
And she write like a little story about that, like creative writing or like a narrative story, I think.
Yeah,
and then, or it was like, there was something about, talk about like a sunset or sunrise and like describe it without being like super cheesy.
Was that included in
the That's what my teacher said. You know, my IGCSE English teacher, if you're too cheesy, she used to write ew on your paper. And we're like, gross.
Really?
Yeah. Or barf. She wrote barf.
Barf?
On my paper once. She wrote
that's
barf.
That's so English teacher.
I was like, oh my god.
Wait, that's so jarring. Barf.
I was like, barf? Really?
I'm gonna stop doing that. Like, someone does something I don't like.
Yeah, because she was like, if you guys are being too cheesy, like, I'm gonna write barf. Like, don't describe the sunset like a painting, like, barf. And I was like,
barf. That's so funny. No, my, like, English teacher in GCSE was my friend's dad.
Oh.
And he was, like, really nice. And there was, like, some inside joke in the class about, like, Shrek for some reason. So he would, like, always mention Shrek. Every class, but he was he was funny.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I got pretty close to like his son, like after English class. I mean, like after GCSE, so like in year 12 and 13, So like I'd go over to their place, and like it was just so awkward because it was like, you know what I mean? Like he thought.
Yeah, it's like that's my that's my English teacher. Like that's a little strange.
And it would be like F1 pre's, like not the situation that you'd want to see an English teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's so funny. But English teachers, they were the goat. Dare I say. Yeah.
He was a nice guy. He was like hella random. He does not give English teacher vibes.
Yeah.
But he was an English teacher.
I was like, I feel like my English classes, the people in it were just so random.
Oh, yeah.
And I was always just like, we are doing nothing. Like, but she was always such a fun time.
That's crazy.
And TBH, I think that was the last time I read a book.
Oh wait, did you say you like tried to read your book, Frankenstein?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to read Frankenstein right now.
How's that?
But no, it's not going.
Oh, it's
but
not.
That's okay. We're trying.
Yeah.
But the last book I read was freshman year here, but that was on my own accord. Nice. I really need to get back into reading. It was called The Colorless Life of. Tsukiri Tezuki. It's some like book by the guy who wrote Norwegian Wood. Do you know what I'm talking about? That Japanese guy. I completely forgot his name. That's really my bad.
I kind of like, that's one thing I like about English classes. Like, they make you read entire books, and then, like, off the semester, you can sit you for, like, 5 books.
Yeah.
I kind of forget about that, actually. So I guess I have read a couple of books. Cause like
you did so many English classes freshman year, right?
Freshman year, and also one literature class last fall, and then in the spring I did like a creative writing, so we didn't really read a book.
Yeah.
But wait, damn. So I guess I have kind of read a lot of books.
For Spanish literature classes, you only read short texts. You don't read any books.
That makes sense. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah,
maybe so I should like. I feel like I should write a list of like books that I've read.
Do you not have Goodreads?
Do you?
Yeah.
Why'd you say that with such disgust?
Because like,
hello.
Everyone has Goodreads. I have Goodreads, and I've read one book in the last 3 years. Like,
wait, really? And I don't know. It's just Goodreads feels like such an old person thing.
I have like 2 friends on Goodreads.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Letterboxd feels like so. Our generation.
Careful. I was gonna say, be careful what you say about Letterboxd. Like, it's my pride and joy.
Like, our generation, because I guess, like, people these days don't read. And then, like, Goodreads feels like an old person thing.
I feel like adding stuff to your Goodreads is more like, wow, like, you read something. Versus adding stuff to my Letterboxd, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, that's fair. Because it's just like, eh.
But I only watch movies to add it to my Letterboxd, TBH. It's half the fun.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna present a PSA now for you guys. The dried fruit PSA. So, are you looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Have you ever eaten any dried fruits, Sandy?
Yes, I love dried fruits.
You love dried fruits? Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars though, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This was a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford. Plus educational radio.
What's your favorite dried fruit?
I mean, I'm probably have to go with the basic answer, dried mango.
Oh.
I think like I used to have a thing for like dried strawberries, like freeze dried strawberries. I don't know, is that a difference? There's a difference, right?
I think so.
There's a difference. Yeah, I had a phase of freeze dried strawberries. It was just like one brand I would like only buy for like maybe like a year in high school.
Interesting.
Yeah. How about you?
Dried strawberries. I have to say dry mangoes well, but otherwise, probably dates. I really like dates. TBH.
Are dates like a dried thing?
I think they're dried. But I think dried mango is such like an Asian thing.
Oh really?
Like I don't see people here
eating dried mango.
Eating dried mango.
We ate it a lot, like, during two. Like, a lot of people have brought giant mangoes for two.
It's a good hiking snack because it has, like, sugar. Like, very sweet.
Yeah, that's true. I miss shrimp. Okay, I'm probably going to go buy some giant. There's some at Trader Joe's. I feel like people always get it.
Yeah, there are. There's also at CVS.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know how much I'd trust that, but they have at CVS.
I'm sure it's fine. Like, the 3D mango brand? Do you remember? Oh, bless you.
Thank you. I don't think it's the same one that we have at home, but...
Yeah, the one at home is like 3D mango. It's fun.
I miss dried mango.
Yeah, the pictures of fruits with eyes kind of creep me out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that.
Wait, I think they're kind of cute.
The apple looks like it's about to do something to the banana. It actually looks... And the fact that the pear is saying, eat me.
Oh, that's a little provocative, but...
Yeah.
I like the banana. The banana's little, very cute.
Like its little pose. Yeah, they're all a little sensual, I feel.
No, the banana... Oh, I don't like the way the banana
has
looking
no
at the
eyes.
Apple.
Wait... Oh my god, look, the grape's eyes are up there.
It's kind of cute.
No, it's
the grape is the only one that's kind of freaking me out.
Yeah, it's like trypophobia. Kind of thing. I don't... This kind of... The apple kind of looks like the moon emoji. Looking to the side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that weird little moon.
Moon emoji.
Oopsie.
Oopsie daisies. Oh, well. Have you taken an SMFA class yet?
No, I haven't, but I really want to.
Are you gonna?
I don't know, because I've done all my... Like, I finished my art credit.
I think I have one left.
But I really do want to take an SMFA class my senior year.
Yeah,
or, like,
I'm
maybe...
Also, like, will I regret it? Because, like, the shuttle and everything.
Otherwise, maybe an art class at Medford.
Yeah.
Like, a proper arts class. But I do want to take an SMFA class. I feel like it's kind of a waste if you don't. You know what I mean?
Right. And I also was, like, think I just... came to this realization, but Ansel lives like right, like very close to the SMFA. So like, if I did take one senior year, it wouldn't like just like hang out with him often.
Oh, that's smart. You can also like stay at his before.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I didn't even clock that. Wait, that's funny. I don't know. Hopefully he doesn't move. He might move.
Yeah. Yeah. But I really do want to take an SMFA. I feel like it's one of those things you just kind of have to do.
Yeah. Wait, you know at Northeastern, he was saying that, like, it's normal for them to move houses after 1 year.
And
that's because when I told him we resigned our lease, he was like, already? Like,
yeah, I think that's like a lot of unis they move after.
But, like,
every year.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, like, people usually sign 2 years. Or, like, want to at least.
Yeah, even people here, I know they, like, only sign 1 year lease.
Oh, yeah, actually?
I know a decent amount of people that, like, are living with different people next year. I think if they, like, don't get along with their housemates or they just, like, can't really live with them. Or if they're living with, like, random-ish people.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I guess, like, I just...
Because, yeah, I would have thought that it was, like, Issei was the only one. Like, Issei and Alex, but...
Is he moving next year?
Yeah.
Where is he moving to?
I don't know. He definitely hasn't decided yet, but I think that
Oh, they want to move.
They wanted to move in together, but knowing them, they're not going to, and Issei's just going to re-sign the sleeves.
Oh, like, maybe Alex will move in together.
Yeah,
potentially. They have an extra room.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
I mean, Issei seems to be fine in his...
Yeah, he doesn't have a problem. It was just Alex wanted to move, and Issei was like, I'd be down to move with him.
Oh, yeah, because Issei's down for anything.
Yeah, literally. It's just that neither of them are going to plan it. I think if one of them plans it, the other one will hop along.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah. Did you go to the Tufts DJ Boiler Room event?
No, we did not. Drew and I were just so tired that day.
Was it Friday night?
Yeah, it was Friday night. I was, like, so just exhausted.
No, fair. I don't know if I would flow if I was on campus.
Yeah. And it was really cold, that's the thing.
Oh, on Friday, too. And, yeah. Like, SoGo's not that close.
Yeah.
Did you see it changes... DJ
yes,
name?
I did. It's so stupid. Sorry.
I don't know how to feel about
the
it.
Air. Like, I think it's so dumb.
I feel like... I don't know, though, because, like, compared to his old DJ name...
Yeah, anything is better than his old DJ name.
But at the same time, like, this one is also just so, like...
Bad.
I think we just need to get used to it.
I think it's also just because it's too similar to Will's DJ name.
Yeah, but then I was also thinking, like, that's good because they're a pair.
No, but they're not technically a duo. It's not like with 2.5 where they always DJ together. It's just they tend to DJ a lot of stuff together now. Mm. Otherwise, they're just separate people.
Minsky and Suki.
It's so fucking stupid.
Minzuki? They should like, think of a duo name for, like, if they do it together. Mm. I think. I feel like it couldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
They could do some rhyme.
Surely. But I just think it's silly.
That's fair. You know, the other day, I think it might have been Ansel, but he used, like, the phrase rhyme or reason, like, in a sentence. Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, oh, make sure you do, like, you have to, there was no rhyme or reason to do this. And I was like, hello, who are you? Why are you talking to me in rhyme and riddle? Like, in riddles, generally in riddles.
Talking to me in ancient tongue. Like.
No, literally, like, I think we were just talking about, like, the food we were cooking, and he was like, oh, there's no rhyme or reason to this.
God damn.
Because I think we just cook, like, two, like, kind of opposite things.
That's so funny.
And I was like, why are you talking to me in literally, like, I don't even know, like, scripting code? Yeah.
So old, man.
I had a teacher like that in high school. Oh, yeah. Who, like, only talked in, like, idioms and, like, was really, I don't know, I didn't like it that much. But it was interesting to hear her speak. I would learn, like, a new idiom every day.
Yeah.
Well, this is probably going to be our last song.
Yeah.
Wait, time actually flew by.
I know.
I did not realize it was already 4.
Me
I was
neither.
Gonna like give you.
Yeah.
Do you wanna do the?
No, it's okay. I'll let you lead this one. I'll take it next time.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That would be.
I know that was crazy. I did not realize that it was 4 already.
Wait, I was gonna like, cause last time we switched halfway, like who touched the board? But this time,
who touched the board? Crazy way to put it.
You know, who caressed the board? But wait, that mic is kind of gross.
I know, that's why I always talk to her from the side like this.
Wait, ew, where did that come from? Is that always that?
I don't want to know.
Someone made out with that mic. Okay, well,
thanks for listening if you did. I hope you guys enjoyed as much as I did.
Yeah, this was a great time on WFO again.
Yeah.
As usual. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Yay!
Yeah, but enjoy the song.
What's this last song? Reckoner by Radiohead. Big on Radiohead. Okay.